This is the Roz and Mocha Retro Show.
Hey, what's going on? This is the Roz Mocha Retro Podcast. I'm Shem. That's Maury. That's Maria. But before we start this show, I'm a little concerned because Maury just said something off mic that I think we need to address first.
You start every show that way.
That's entirely true.
Yeah, they are just genuinely concerned about you, Maury, 90% of the time.
What's going
on? You always should be.
Yeah.
What's going on? I stopped eating.
Why?
I'm only eating celery with peanut butter down the slit and drizzled with honey and a tiny little bit of sunflower seeds and a banana once in a while.
Is everything okay at home?
Yeah, no, but I feel amazing. Like, okay. I've never felt better.
Yeah, but there's no protein in your diet.
Yeah, peanut butter. There's protein in peanut butter.
Peanut butter is a fat,
but it's a good fat. I googled.
Yes. Yeah. But there's no protein in what
you're
eating.
So but vegetarians don't get protein.
No, but they have soy.
Sure.
They have tofu.
Sure. Ooh.
There's lentils.
Yeah. Tofu.
Are you eating anything with protein?
No, but I mean, come on, protein's overrated.
Hold on, but can we ask the reason for this?
Oh, I was doing a cleanse.
Okay.
And then instead of going back to normal, I'm like, let me just try eating like so little. Mm-hmm. And see what happens.
So just to
and celery makes me pee.
You know that the minute you start eating normally again, you'll put on twice the weight back.
Which is why I won't eat.
Oh, okay. Well,
to quote Devil Wears Prada, I forgot the quote.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyone is concerned about Maury, please reach out and let him know that this is not healthy.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, you know what? Since we're on you, Maury, you go ahead and you start the show today.
Okay. How many words do you think we say in a day?
Oh my gosh.
I don't shut up, so I don't know.
A million.
Lower.
Okay.
Maria, 5 million, clearly.
Yeah, like, I don't think I'm included in the average
ding,
count.
Ding.
Okay.
But we brought this up back in 2015, and Roz had a study. That's not true. Maury had a study and brought it to the group, and you'll be shocked at how little you say per day.
All right.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
According to a recent study...
Okay, where's this from?
The University of Arizona.
Okay.
How many words do we say per day?
If I say the same word twice, does that count as one word?
Yeah.
That matters.
It just says, according to a recent study at the University of Arizona, the average person speaks about blank words a day.
And I need to know that.
I'm going
to
say
that,
movement
though.
Of the mouth, like any word. If I say like, that counts. Or if I say...
Does count?
No.
Is a word.
No, but if I say like...
I didn't do the study.
But I'm asking you. This matters to me. If I say the...
That's a word.
But if I say the 95 times in one day, is that 95,
that's 95 words?
Or is that one word?
No, because it's 95 words, because you're saying the word. It's a word.
But you're saying how many words do you say in a day?
It says about blank words a day.
About blank words a day. So, but the is one word. So if I say the 95 times, that is one, not 95.
Counts, no, but you've said it 95 times, so it counts in that research. It counts as that's part of the number.
Do ums and ahs count?
Ums and ahs count.
Well, I'm going to say whatever I say in a day, I'm sure you double.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I talk more.
Mm-hmm.
But during the day, there's like no words because I have no one to talk to.
Does chatting online to guys on Craigslist count?
Yes.
Okay.
As just talking to yourself in your head.
No, how is that possible?
How is that possible? Yeah.
I'm saying it counts, right? Like if I'm in my mind, I'm going.
Okay.
Oh my God, what is Roz doing right now? If I think that...
That doesn't count. You're not saying anything.
But I'm not, but if I don't talk during the day, I need it to count.
What is the question?
The question is, how many words a day do you think we speak according to the study from the University of Arizona?
Okay.
Oh my God, just guess. Because there's more to this study.
Okay. I'm going to say 56.
Words?
56 words? I'm going to
okay, hold on here. You go first, Mocha. I'm going to try and rattle this around in my head here. How many words do you say in I'm going to guess like an average day, the average
You've
person,
used up
whatever.
The words already.
How many words do you say in a day?
I'm going to say.
Oh my God. And then we should keep count during the show.
If you want to do that.
You can keep count. I'm going to say 4,000.
Oh, higher. I'm going to say higher than that.
Higher than that.
Okay.
I'm going to say at least 50,000.
Lower.
Okay. Oh. I'm going to say...
20,000.
Slightly lower.
I'm going to say 19,000.
Slightly lower.
18,000.
Slightly lower.
16,000.
Yes, ding, ding. But then they go on to say that a lot of the things we say are pointless.
That is this whole conversation that happened just now. The lead up. It's brilliant.
So do none of these words count then?
No, but they're saying that things that we say, like to be honest,
yeah,
is a pointless saying, because then does it mean that the rest of the things you say are lies? Then they say needless to say, or it goes without saying. In both cases, if you don't need to say something, why are you saying it? And then here's the thing. Obviously, you're talking about something, so you don't need to say here's the thing.
You say here's the thing all the time.
Yeah, and then be that as it may, which is unnecessary and sounds outdated.
Yep.
And then I'm just saying people tend to use it when they're insulting somebody or being blunt. Like, somehow it excuses it.
Mm-hmm. Well, needless to say, Maury.
Needless to say.
To be honest.
Yeah. I don't need to. I don't. Yeah, it goes without saying that.
Here's the thing.
What's the point of all this?
Did we say 16,000 words in a day?
You could have said that right from the beginning of this conversation.
I tried
four
to.
And a half minutes ago.
I tried to. 16,000 words.
That feels very short to me.
That I say like 16,000 words by 10 a.m. There's no way.
Trust me, I know I'm in the room.
But when you say a word wrong, with Maria, if you say a word wrong, I don't count it.
What do you mean you don't count it?
She just went 10 a.m. Like, I
said 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Say Maria speaks in cursive, right?
Yeah,
that was so good. All right, Maria, you're up next. What's up?
Okay, so it being the theme of spring, back in 2015, Maury really wanted to talk about spring. So he brought up jokes, but the spring version of jokes. And they were
hysterical.
Something. Sure, if you want to say that.
I did.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2015.
Oh, snap. I wasn't paying attention.
What happened?
I was looking at Instagram. Sorry. Kiss 92.5, that is Ed Sheeran thinking out loud.
Were you creeping somebody's Instagram and forgot to go on the radio?
No, just like scrolling through the feed, just seeing what's up. Hey, man, I'm not the only one at 7:13 on Friday morning.
Hell, bro.
That's just sitting there scrolling through pictures on Instagram.
You do your thing, man. You do
Did
your
you
thing.
Did you say first day of spring?
Nope.
No.
Instead of scrolling through Instagram.
Ask that question again. Just give him a different answer, for God's sake, Mocha.
Okay.
Set him up for once.
Oh, my God. Did you say it's the first day of spring?
Sure did.
That means it's time for spring jokes.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on. You gotta give me like some sort of a warning so I can get everything set up.
Let's just all, one, two, three, four, five, six.
I have six jokes for
you. Let's just all take a breath for 1 second, okay? We'll collect our thoughts here.
Group hug.
We'll all get on the same page. We'll have some fun. Okay, Mocha, you all set now?
Hold on. See, that's why I said, like,
I know, it's fine. Dude, it's okay. You got Hold time. On. Nobody's going anywhere.
Okay, here we go.
Now okay. I'm ready. Do the whole thing again? I can do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, did somebody say it's the first day of spring?
Sure did.
Does that mean it's time for spring jokes?
Sure is. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Roz and Mocha Show, please welcome the one and only Devin Murray.
What? Spring. Okay, so when do monkeys fall from the sky?
When do monkeys fall from the sky?
During April showers.
During what?
April showers.
I don't understand that, but it's stupid and funny.
Because they're like my ape?
Oh my God, Maury.
Okay. Can February march? No, but April May. Why is everyone so tired on April 1st?
Why?
Because they've just finished a long 31-day march. Oh, come on. That was genius. What season is it when you are on a trampoline?
What season is it when you're on a trampoline?
Springtime.
That's not funny. That one's not
funny. Why is it not funny?
Thank you.
Because there's springs all around the trampoline.
I get it.
Okay. What flowers grow on faces?
What flowers grow on faces?
Mm-hmm.
Tulips. And finally.
Finally, that's all you got?
Spring jokes are hard to do. When do people start using their trampoline?
Oh, I already. So hold on here. You have five jokes about spring.
Two of them are about
trampolines.
How many people do you think in the city own a trampoline?
Okay, so hold on a second.
Actually, I will say this. Right now. I have a set of neighbors two houses down. They have a huge trampoline in their backyard.
Okay, hold on here. Just stop for 1 second.
So they'll probably laugh at this joke.
So you came up with six spring jokes, six jokes about spring. Two of them involve trampolines.
No. Two of them are the exact same.
Two of them are the exact same joke.
Tell it anyway, bro. You said you had six jokes.
So, hey, when do people start using their trampoline?
Springtime.
Yep.
That one killed.
Improv one right now. Come up with something on your own head right now.
Can February, March?
No, but April, May. Okay, what's the last joke?
Thanks, everybody.
Is that all you got?
I thought you said you had six.
Yeah, I didn't know two of them were the same.
Do you have a joke first? I'm going to put you on the spot, Maury. You're always ready.
What's a new spring joke you got for us?
Oh, it's spring. Hop to it.
Did you mean to say it's Easter? Hop to it? Like the
but
bunny?
But Easter's in spring.
Okay.
Because the bunnies are out of hibernation? I don't know.
You need to eat, Maury. Yeah. Memory. Okay, I guess I'm up next. So my memory or clip goes back to 2014, so 10 years ago. Basically, the guys were talking about celebrities being divas, specifically Ariana Grande, who likes to be picked up and carried like a baby everywhere she goes.
And
so,
didn't I carry them?
That's exactly what happened. Maury attempts to try to carry
Roz. How did I not break my arm then?
It's shocking, really. Maury attempts to try to lift up and carry Roz and Mocha, and it goes exactly how you think it might. So here, check this out.
Roz and Mocha, Retro 2014.
I was trying to think of more unusual diva things I've seen. We were talking about Ariana Grande and how the story is that she likes to be carried around like a baby by members of her staff.
Is it Mariah or Madonna that wanted like white rose petals thrown on the floor before they
That I understand. It's when you hire a human being to do something that you should really be capable of doing yourself. It's like when I said Diddy, when I talked to him, had a guy whose only job it was to reach into his pocket, pull out the lip balm, undo the top, present it in front of Diddy. Diddy dipped his finger in it, rubbed it on his mouth. The guy did back up the top, put it back in his pocket, and stood beside him. I've been in an interview before where it was the last one of the day, and so the cameras are not rolling anymore, and we're talking.
Yeah.
And a staff member of the person I was interviewing casually walks over, gets down on her hands and knees, removes the shoes of the person that I'm talking to, puts the slippers on them, puts the shoes in a bag so the person could then get up and walk and didn't have to walk in the high heel shoes.
That one might make sense if they're in position for the interview.
No, they're not. Everything was done. She was just sitting in a chair.
Can you say who
it
is?
And the person whose job it is when the interview is over, they knew their job. They said, "Wrap that. We're all done." The person came right over, got down on her hands and knees, removed the shoes, put slippers on, put the good shoes in a bag so the person could walk in slippers instead of just throwing the slippers down on the floor and having said person
get up and like put your own feet in.
Yeah, get up and put your own feet in.
I have
in.
Two for you, and I'll say who they are. Okay, Lady Gaga has someone whose job it is to follow her around, literally holding her vintage teacup with tea in it all the time.
Okay.
Saw it actually happen at the MMVAs.
Okay, number two.
Two, Mariah Carey has someone who is on staff to cut her steak and her meat for her so that she can then just take the pieces of meat and put them into her mouth.
Yeah. Like a five-year-old?
Yeah. And it happened in Toronto. A hotel person told me that they had somebody on staff cut the meat in her lap.
Well, oh my God. Listen, you don't know what cut of beef that is. It could be very difficult. able to cut.
Use a steak knife.
You know how easy it, you know how easy it is to get tennis elbow?
416-870-8888. Yep.
You get hired to be a toilet cleaner. What are you going to do all day?
Clean toilets.
You get hired to be a radio DJ. What are you going to do all day?
Sit at home and watch Judge Judy like Avoca does all day.
You get hired to carry a briefcase full of and lip balm for P. Diddy. What are you going to do?
Listen, bro, I agree with you. It's not about the guy who got hired, okay? That's easy to find. It's finding a person who looks around going, okay, I got the accountant, I got the lawyer, I got the agent, got the makeup artist, got the hair artist, got the limo driver, got the guy that takes care of my dog when I'm not around. What don't I have? I don't have somebody to carry me.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But thank God, and also she's a really wee girl.
Yeah.
It's probably that, no, it's not like I asked Maury to carry me.
Or Maury asked you to carry him.
That would never happen. Maury's not on my level. I think that I could ask Maury to carry me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you would do it all day.
Yeah. Maury, would you carry me if I asked you to carry me? I'm real tired. And
oh,
I
my God. Can
I?
Please?
And I really have to pee.
Let's try.
Yeah.
What's your name on the phone?
Mike.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, Maury's going to try to carry Roz.
Yeah. I'm real. Right. You don't understand, Maury. Like, we're doing this job. It is like, it's so exhausting. And when I get off the, I just, when I have to pee, I can't even walk to the bathroom. It's just too much to ask. So I'm going to need you to carry me. Okay, Maury? So I'm getting up right now.
You have to, have you ever held a baby before?
No.
Oh, well. Okay.
You have lean to into my arm. Okay. Lean into okay. my arm. No. Okay.
You have to carry
oh
me, Maury.
Oh my God.
You don't understand, Maury. I'm so tired, Maury. I can't even walk. You have to carry me. Pick him up, Maury.
Lean into it. Lean into it.
Lean into what?
Me.
No.
Okay. Oh my. Ow.
Okay. So that didn't work at all.
Doesn't Ariana Grande weigh less than you, though?
That didn't work at all.
I thought Maury's been going to the gym.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought, too. Maury couldn't even get one of my feet off the ground. I couldn't believe how weak you are, bro. Jeez.
I could probably lift Mocha.
Okay.
Mocha, you tired?
Always.
Mocha, are you tired? Do you need to be carried like a little baby, like Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Maury's going to try and lift Mocha now. Mocha, what I might suggest is, like hopping up a little bit.
Okay, sure. Ready, Maury?
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Whoa! Not okay.
Ready? Yeah, yeah.
Whoa! Oh okay. my God!
Okay, Maury. Try again. Okay, Maury.
Don't hold. Oh my God!
Okay, try
lift.
Again.
Let me just lift. Okay, lean down. Sit into my arms.
Okay, sit into his arms.
Sit into my. Oh my God! Okay.
Ow, get away from me, you know?
That went over like Mother's Day at an orphanage. Now, I know your arm is a lot better.
I am not lifting you.
Okay.
Or Maria.
I was just going to ask.
Nope.
I was just going to ask.
I can't even lift up a bag right now.
So. But you have no cast. You look good. You're not eating.
Thank you. Look at this. You said I look good.
Slim Maury.
But he wants his bone to grow, but he's not even eating anything.
That's what.
No, God. Okay, we're done.
You know Show's what?
Done.
I'm just going to stop
Bye.
Talking.
Bye, everyone. Bye. We're going. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.